弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our heavenly Father.
我们来到你面前。
We come before you.
我们要真的是向你祈求。
We want to ask you.
我们也有一个心愿。
And we have a heart.
求你用你自己的话来充满我们。
May you fill us with your words.
让我们听到。
So that we may hear.
能够明白。
And we may understand.
我们能够顺服。
And we may submit ourselves.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
给我们这个机会。
Give us this opportunity.
我们有耳朵能够听。
So that we have ears that we may hear.
我们有眼睛能够看。
That we have eyes we may see.
这都是你自己的作为。
This is all your doing.
我们谢谢你。
We thank you.
把我们自己交在你自己的手中。
We present ourselves into thy hands.
我们这样子感谢祷告，奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We give thanks and pray in the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
我们今天要思想的一个题目就是：从我口里出来的会污秽人吗
？So the topic we're going to think about today is: Am I defiled by the words come out of my mouth？
那么等一下我们讲到那边的时候，也许你就会明白这句话是什么意思。
So when we get to that point, you understand what this means.
那么我们很多时候问我们问题的话
，Sometimes we ask a question.
会让我们去想一下。
Will let us to think.
很多时候我们没有时间问问题。
Sometimes we don't have time to ask questions.
问我们自己哈。
We ask ourselves.
所以我的题目是说从我口里所出来的。所以你们每个人念的时候那就是问你自己啦。
That's why the topic is out of my mouth. So when you read it, that means to yourself, you ask.
刚才我们已经读过马太福音第十五章第一节到第二十节。
We have just read chapter 15 of Matthew from verse 1 through 20.
那么这一段经文呢，可以分成三段。
This passage can be divided into three paragraphs.
第一段是从第一节到第九节。
So the first is from verse 1 through verse 9.
第二段是从第十节跟十一节。
So the second from verse 10 and verse 11.
那最后就是从十二节十二节一直到第二十节。
So the last section is from verse 12 to 20.
那么第一段呢，是主耶稣跟文士、法利赛人他们的对话。
So the first section is the conversation dialogue between the Lord Jesus and the Pharisees.
第二段是跟，如果你看经文的话，耶稣就叫了众人来，就是说旁边所有的人哈。
So the second section is he talking with the multitude of people around him.
然后最后呢，就是他跟门徒之间的对话。
And the last section is his dialogue with his disciples.
那么第一段呢，可能是有点像一个故事哈。
So the first section seems like a story.
然后引出后面的教训来。
That will introduce to the teachings that comes.
那么他跟众人的教训。
His teachings for the multitude.
还有他对。门徒的教训
and his teachings to the disciples.
然后能够帮助我们让我们能够明白我们里面是有什么
So this will help us to understand what do we have inside ourselves.
我的目的不是要叫你们或许是这样讲哈我的目的不是今天 不是在今天要用榔头把你们打死
So my purpose today is not to hit you with a hammer.
我的目的是要你们借着这个问题能够把你们的眼睛看到这一位耶稣的身上。
So the purpose I want you to turn your eyes and focus onto Jesus.
从法利赛人和文士他们所犯的错。
From the mistakes of the Pharisees and the scribes.
能够看见我们所信的这一位耶稣是谁。
That will lead us to see who is this Jesus that we believe in.
他在我们身上做了什么事情
？What has he accomplished in us?
我们先看第一段。
That's the first section.
在这里告诉我们说，那时有法利赛人和文士从耶路撒冷来见耶稣，说。
Here it says, then some Pharisees and teachers of the law came to Jesus from Jerusalem and asked.
那么他们看见一件事情，就是耶稣的门徒，弟兄姐妹记住哈，不是耶稣自己做犯罪，或者是说违反了他们的这个遗传，是他的门徒。我们再看哈，他说你的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢？因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手。
So they keep on asking, why do your disciples break the tradition of the elders? They don't wash their hands before they eat.
那么耶稣在这个之前他行了神迹奇事。
Before this, Jesus has performed the miracles.
然后他也听到约翰被砍头的事情。
He also heard that John the Baptist was killed.
那我们从圣经上看，好像耶稣从加利利海的这一边到那一边，然后又到另外一边，好像他在找一个地方要休息一下。
So from reading, he's been going before and from one side of the Galilee to the other. Seems that he's trying to find a place to rest,
或许是要安静下来。
Or just to quiet down himself.
这是这些法利赛人和文士，就是当时的经学家哈，或者是解经家。
So those Pharisees and scribes are the days of the theologians of those days.
他们因为曾经看见耶稣的门徒在洁净的这个礼节上面啊，洗手的这个不一定是吃饭啊，洗手的这个礼节上面呢，他们违反了古人的遗传。
So they saw the disciples of Jesus violated the tradition in the ceremonial law.
所谓的古人的遗传呢，就是他们相信在摩西的时代，在西乃山的时候，神除了给了他一套写下来的律法之外，还有一套是口传的律法。
So the ancient tradition is in addition to the law that God gave to Moses that was printed. There are some oral traditions that was passed on orally.
然后这些口传的呢，就是一个一个一传一个传一个一个传一个一直传下来哈。
So this was passed on by mouth from one generation to another.
那么他从摩西传给约书亚。
It went from Moses to Joshua.
然后耶稣亚可能传给祭司，或者是再传给先知，然后最后呢再传到这些所谓的拉比他们的手里面。
So from Joshua they were passed on to the priests and the scribes and eventually to the rabbis.
后来记录下来就变成了我们在英文里面常常听到的 Mishnah.
So when they were recorded it became what is called the Mishnah.
那么他们认为他们是很有权柄，他们很懂这个，这个就叫古人的遗传。
So they believe themselves as authorities on this. This is called the ancient tradition.
那么他们是从耶路撒冷来的。
They came from Jerusalem.
也许是公会派他们来的。
Maybe they were sent by the Sanhedrin.
所以也许他们的心里面就觉得耶稣是一个领导，所以我只要告诉领导，他下面的人可能就会改。
So they looked at Jesus as the leader. If we tell the leader, the followers will change.
也许他们就会遵守这个洗手的这个礼仪哈。
So they may continue observe the law of washing hands.
没有想到主耶稣回答，我想可能是出乎他们意料之外。
So they didn't expect that Jesus respond them differently.
但是我想如果他们了解主耶稣的话，他们认识主耶稣的话，他们不应该会出乎他们意料之外。
So I think if they do know and understand Jesus, they shouldn't be surprised.
所以耶稣还是跟以前一样，照着他自己的身份，他是神的儿子，他是神，他把真理告诉他们。
So Jesus continued as in the past,because he's the authority is the son of God, so he told them the truth.
他就很直率的跟他们讲。
She simply directly told them.
他说你们为了遵守人所定的规矩而违反了神的命令。
So you because follow the man-made tradition, you violate God's command.
主耶稣在这里很清楚的把他们口传的这些东西跟圣经上所记载下来的把它分开。
So here Jesus clearly separated what was passed on by oral tradition and what was recorded in the Bible.
一个是从人所传下来的遗传。
One came from man's tradition passed on.
一个是神亲自交给摩西的，然后有记录下来。
The other one was passed on by God to Moses and was recorded.
接下去，主耶稣在第四节到第六节就很清楚的指出一个例子来。
So in verse 4 and 6, Jesus gave them a clear example.
我看到这边的时候，我就会想，主耶稣真的很厉害哈，他不是拉比啊，他没有受过拉比的训练。
So when I read this, I'm really surprised that Jesus, he was not even a rabbi.
但是他知道他们的错误在哪里。
But he knows their mistakes.
所以他就指出了十诫的第五诫。
So he pointed on to the fifth of the Ten Commandments.
还有他引申出来的条文。
And also the scriptures.
这个记录在出埃及记第二十章十二节，还有二十一章十七节，他就讲到说，他说，当孝敬父母。啊、又说凡咒骂父母的必致死他。
So this was recorded in the Exodus. It says that you ought to honor your parents. Whoever reviles their parents should be put to death.
但是你们倒说任何人对父母说我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献，这个贡献在马可福音那边叫做个儿版，就是 Corban， 就是奉献给神的东西。
So but you say that ifA man says to his father or mother, whatever help you might otherwise have received from me is a gift devoted to God.
然后他就可以不孝敬父母了。
So they do not need to honor their parents.
所以主耶稣告诉他们，你们就是借着遗传废了神的诫命。
That's how you violate God's commandments by following the tradition.
你知道这是一个很残忍的一件事情。
So this is a very cruel thing.
他们甚至就是说到一个地步，他父母亲死活他可以不管的。
So to a point, they don't even care whether their parents will live or die.
但是他们借着这一条人所定出来的遗传，然后做这种事情。
But use this man-made tradition and commit such a crime.
所以到了第七节跟第一直到第七节到第九节，耶稣就很严厉的指责他们。
So from verse 7 to 9,Jesus criticized them harshly.
他先告诉他们，他说假冒为善的人啊。
First he calls them hypocrites.
然后接下去他说先知以赛亚所说的预言指出你们的错误是对的。
He continues to say Isaiah, prophet Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you.
他说这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然。
These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me. They worship me in vain. Their teachings are but rules taught by man.
在这里，主耶稣很清楚地告诉他们，你们所做的事情，甚至你们在圣殿里面所做的事情，神不要的。
So clearly, Jesus told them, what you have done in the temple,It's not what God wants.
他说你们只有宗教的外壳。
You only have the appearance of religious.
却没有真正的内涵。
But do not have the meanings in your heart.
只有表面的活动。
You have an outward appearance.
只有嘴唇的敬拜。
You have your worship by lips.
但是心里面不敬畏神。
But your heart do not fear God.
也不信神。
Does not believe in God.
所以他在这里就告诉他们，神不会接受你们的敬拜。
So he says God will not receive your worship.
然后说是，换句话讲，人也不能借着敬拜能够得到满足，能够得到益处。
And another word, man cannot receive satisfaction or benefit through worship.
我们从他跟法利赛人的交谈里面。
From his dialogue with the Pharisees.
我们知道主耶稣不但知道人心里面在想什么。
So we know not only Jesus knows what people were thinking.
主耶稣也知道神要的是什么。
Jesus also knows what God would like to have.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
我们在读新约的时候，我们特别是在读四福音的时候。
When we read the New Testament, especially the four Gospels,
你们有没有发现主耶稣常常圣经上就说他知道人心里面在想什么。
So he often says that Jesus knows what people are thinking in their hearts.
你们还记得有四个人抬着一个摊子到一个房子面前、啊、希望进去能够主耶稣能够医治他，对不对？
Do you remember there were four people who has carried a paralytic to a house they were hoping to enter?
圣经上怎么记载？圣经上说主耶稣看见他们心里相信。
What did the Bible say? Bible says that Jesus knows they believe in their hearts.
主耶稣就医治了那个人。
So Jesus healed that guy.
他不但医治了他。
Not only he healed him.
他也使他的身体能够复原。
He make him recovered his whole body.
他让人知道他是神。
He let people know that he is God.
他知道人心里面在想什么。
He knows what people are thinking.
但是他也知道神心意是什么。
He also knows the will of God.
因为他在圣经里面，约翰福音里面，他告诉犹太人，他说他来是要做神叫他所做的事情。
Because he told the Jewish people in the book of John, he's coming to do God's will.
他说他在神那里看见什么，他就说什么。
Whatever he sees in God, he will speak.
他说他在神那里看见什么，他就做什么。
Whatever he sees in God, he will do.
所以我们从这一段经文里面，我们看见神主耶稣知道神的心意。
So from this passage we know that Jesus knows the will of God.
所以主耶稣知道那种只重表面的，他专门只注重表面的这种事情，神是不能接受的。
So Jesus knows God will not accept whatever only paid attention to this outer surface.
接下去我们看他跟众人的对话。
Let's see his dialogue with the multitude.
耶稣就叫了众人来，对他们说：“你们要听，也要明白。入口的不能污秽人，出口的乃能污秽人。”
Jesus called the crowd to him and said, "Listen and understand. What goes into a man's mouth does not defile him, but what comes proceeds from his mouth."
你们会背了，对不对？
You can memorize this, right?
对吧？
Right?
你们都很会考试的、
啊。You are very good in taking exams.
要不然怎么会到这里来啊？
Otherwise, how did you come here?
对不对？所以你们已经记住了。所以主耶稣告诉他们说：“你们要听，也要明白。”
So Jesus told them, "You are listen and understand."
然后他讲的话，跟前面法利赛人还有这些文士所做的事情完全是相反的。
So what Jesus said is complete opposite.Of what the Pharisees and what the scribes did.
洗不洗手不会把你污秽。
Whether you wash your hands or not will not defile you.
那是从你口里面出来的，他的意思就是说从你心里面出来的才会污秽人。
But what proceeds from your mouth or proceeds from your heart?
这个污秽人啊，就是说定你使你自己成为一个在神的面前成为一个污秽的人。
So defile means it condemns you before God as unclean.
他要众人看见法利赛人还有文士他们的问题在哪里。
He wants the crowd to see the problems of the Pharisees and the scribes.
他不要他们去学这些经学家这些法利赛人和文士他们所做的事情。
He doesn't want them to imitate what the Pharisees and scribes behavior.
是要他们听，要他们明白神的话。
He wants them to listen and understand God's words.
其实就是神的律法。
So it's God's law.
对那个时代的人来讲。
For the people of those days.
神的律法，弟兄姐妹，当我们现在在看旧约的时候，
So when we read the Old Testament, God's law,
我们常常一碰到这个出埃及记还好一点哈，那么一碰到后面那一本书叫什么书啊？
What is the book after Exodus?
利未记，对不对？然后在下面是一个什么呢？民数记。
And then the next...
然后在下面是什么书呢？生命记 Deuteronomy 对不对？那么我自己发现常常我们基督徒碰到这几本书的时候就被卡住了。
So I find many of the Christians when they run into the books of Deuteronomy, Numbers and Leviticus that we stop.
那我们就说哎呀太麻烦了。
Oh, this is too complicated.
看也看不懂。
We can't understand.
这么多的这个细细节节的东西。
There are so much detailed things.
弟兄姐妹，我们常常从圣经上面听到律法是叫人知罪，对不对？
So you remember that the law make us to know our sins.
这是律法的一个功用。
So one of the effect of law.
但是律法另外还有一面。
The other side of the law.
就是把神的本性表现出来。
Is to demonstrate God's attributes.
他让我们知道他什么事情他不喜欢。
He let us know what God does not like.
他让我们知道他什么事情他喜欢。
And let us know what God likes.
他让我们知道他是圣洁的。
That teach us that God is holy.
他也是公义的。
God is righteous.
他也是慈爱的。
God is kind.
他也是怜悯的。
God is merciful.
但是很多时候我们就是没有办法，我们就是不这样子看。
But oftentimes we just can't look at that way.
我自己觉得很可能就像这些经学家一样。
I think we're just like those Pharisees.
反正也做不到嘛。
We cannot do it anyway.
所以他们就想了一套东西，他们可以做得到的。
So they thought about things they can do.
他们不听神的话。
They do not listen to God's
law. 他们不听神的律法。
They don't listen to God's law.
他们也不明白神的律法的真正的意义。
They don't understand the true meanings of God's law.
所以圣经上告诉我们说，他们的敬拜神当然不能接受。
That's what the Bible says. Their worship of God cannot be accepted.
这个时候门徒就到他的跟前来了。
So at this time, the disciples came before him.
他们就告诉他，他说，你知道吗？这些法利赛人和文士啊，听了你的话之后非常不服气啊。
So they came, they told him that did you know those Pharisees? They just do not like it.
有的英文版本翻译成 offended.
Some translate as being offended.
就是说耶稣认为耶稣讲的话得罪了他。
As if based on what Jesus has said offended them.
那么这些他这些门徒，我不知道这些门徒他心里面在想什么。不过我想，我们从门徒的表现来看，他们很可能真的是告诉耶稣说：“哎，你讲话稍微软一点嘛，是不是啊？客气一点。”
So maybe the disciples are telling Jesus, when you talk to them, maybe you can talk mildly.
我不晓得啊，这是我自己在想啊。
This is my thinking. I don't know for sure.
但是主耶稣没有软下来。
But Jesus did not become mild in his way.
他继续很直率的说这些法利赛人他们的问题。
He continued honestly told their problems.
他就告诉他们不听神的律法不听神的话的结局是什么。
He told them what is the consequence by not listening God's words or God's law.
我们看哈，在第十三节耶稣回答说凡栽种的物若不是我天父栽种的必要拔出来这是第一个这个比喻
So in verse 13 the first parable every plant that my heavenly father has not planted will be pulled up
我们就想到在马太福音第十三章那边讲到一个撒种的撒麦子的对不对
So we remember the parable of the sowers in Matthew 13.
一个麦子跟稗子的比喻。
So where the wheat and the parables.
Yeah, the tear. 那么这个麦子是家主撒下去的。
So the wheat were sowed by the landlord.
但是这个稗子呢是仇敌撒下去的。
And the pears were sowed by the enemies.
不是属于这个家族的。
Doesn't belong to the landlord.
所以主耶稣在这里讲他说凡栽种的物若不是记得他讲看到他讲哈他说若不是我天父栽种的一定要拔出来的。
He says every plant that my heavenly father has not planted will be pulled up by the roots.
这是第一个比喻他用来回答他们。
That's the first parable.
第二个比喻呢他就讲他说任凭他们吧他们是瞎眼领路的若是瞎子领瞎子两个人都要掉在坑里面。
He says leave them. They are blind leading the blind. So if blind leads the blind they will fall into the pit.
这个每一个人都可以看懂的。
So everybody can understand this.
这两个比喻主耶稣讲得很清楚就是直接针对着他们来的。
So these two parables clearly were focused onto the Pharisees.
我们从主耶稣的他自己的神性来看他的本性来看的话
If we look from Jesus' personal attributes,
我想他这个地方所说的掉在坑里，不是我们所想象的两个瞎子走在路上掉在洞里面。
When this says it fell into the pit, it's not we can imagine two blind men walks fell into a hole.
因为对主耶稣来讲，法利赛人他们所犯的错实在是太严重了。
Because from Jesus' point of view, the crime, the sins that the Pharisees commit are so great.
因为是跟生命有关的。
It's related to their life.
所以我自己相信，在这里主耶稣讲的就是一个，就是那个很大、很黑又深，或者是说没有底的一个洞。
So this, I think, Jesus is pointing to the huge and dark, bottomless pit.
其实就是地狱。
That is the Hades.
主耶稣可以讲软一点的话。
Jesus can speak milder.
但是这个跟永生跟永死有关系的。
But this is related to eternal life or eternal death.
主耶稣知道人的需要。
Jesus knows what man needs.
主耶稣看过人的败坏。
Jesus have seen the weakness of man.
你们记不记得主耶稣当以色列人当他们出埃及的在旷野里面四十年。
You remember Jewish people were in the wilderness for 40 years after they left Egypt.
记不记得啊?
Do you remember that?
谁跟他们在一起啊?
Who is with them?
耶稣一直跟,基督一直跟他们在一起。
Christ has always been with them.
就是那个三位一体中的第二位一直都跟他们在一起。
That's the second person of the triune God has been always with them.
他所看见的就是他们的抱怨，就是他们的败坏，就是他们的走自己的路子。
What he has seen is their complaints, their wickedness, and they walk their own way.
主耶稣看见的比我们严重啊。
Jesus have seen things more serious than we have.
因为他是从永生的角度来看。
Because he's looking from the perspective of the eternal life.
我们是从世界上的眼光来看。
We only see it from the worldly vision.
所以我们觉得还不错嘛。
So we think it's not too bad.
还有一点机会嘛。
There's still more opportunity.
主耶稣不是这样子看。
But Jesus doesn't look that way.
所以他没有软下来。
So he did not become milder.
他还是很直接的，很严厉的告诉他们，如果他们是那个样子的话。
He continued to be honest and harsh. If they continue the same way,
他们就跟神是没有份的。
So they have no portion in God.
然后将来他们也不能进神的国。
And they cannot enter God's kingdom.
他会到地狱里面去。
They will fall into Hades.
这是主耶稣告诉他们。
This is what Jesus told them.
我们就看见彼得听不懂啊，彼得真的是很有意思。
Now we know here that Peter did not understand.
他常常反应很快啊。
He is always quick to respond.
但是他很多时候都不懂主耶稣讲的话。
But he doesn't understand what Jesus said.
我们在圣经上面看见彼得每次都要神都要耶稣三次提醒他。
In the Bible, we see that Peter always required.Jesus reminded him three times.
当然有一次是鸡叫两次就可以了啊。
Sometimes if the cock crows twice will be fine.
他真的是要主耶稣三次提醒他。记不记得在约翰福音二十一章主耶稣三次问他你爱我吗你爱我吗你爱我吗
So do you remember in John 21, Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Three times.
在使徒行传第十章那边。
In chapter 10 of the Acts,
神或者是说主耶稣要开始向外邦人传福音就是非犹太人传福音
So that's when Jesus began to spread the gospel to the non-Jewish people, the Gentiles
那么彼得呢圣经上告诉我们说他魂游外向、啊、他就看见天上有一个很大很大一个袋子 垂下来里面有各式各样不洁净的东西
So Peter in his dream he saw a huge blanket fell down there's so many defiled animals in it.
他听见有声音告诉他说，起来，宰着吃了。
The voice said, get up and kill them and eat.
彼得还是需要三次提醒他。
Peter continued to request three reminders.
但在这里呢，他还是听不懂主耶稣讲的话。
Here he still doesn't understand what Jesus said.
他就希望主耶稣能够跟他解释一下。
He was hope Jesus would explain to him.
在这个时候，主耶稣就把真正的人的问题讲出来了。
Here, Jesus told them the true problems of man.
他说出口的是跟着心里的意念发出来的。
He says what comes from the mouth is related to the heart.
不是外面的东西。
It's not the outside world.
不是我们吃饭的时候洗手不洗手。
It's not whether we wash our hands before eating.
也不是我们吃的东西是不是干净的。
It's not whether what we eat are clean or not.
Okay, 我的意思不是叫你们去吃不干净的东西哈。
I'm not telling you to eat unclean food.
这是对犹太人来讲，它是一种礼仪上面的洁净的吃这个分别哈。
So this to the Jews is a ceremonial cleanness.
比方讲，圣经上说猪肉对犹太人来讲是不干净的。
For example, pork to the Jews is unclean.
这是神说的。
This is what God said.
还有很多其他的东西都是不干净的。
There are many other animal meat are defiled.
所以他规定以色列人，他们只能吃那些神认为是洁净的东西。
Thus, the Israelites can only eat what God considers as clean.
但在这里，耶稣就让他们知道不是你吃什么东西，不是你的手有没有洗的问题。
So here Jesus tells them, it's not what you eat, it's not whether you wash your hands or not.
乃是从你心里面发出来的。
But what comes from your heart?
我们现在看一下十九节，他告诉我们心里面发出些什么事情来。
Let's look in verse 19. What comes from our heart?
他说有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗。妄证、妄赌。
So evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false testimony, slander.
弟兄姐妹，你们有没有注意到
？Have you paid attention to？
只有第一个，他讲说 evil thought。
Only the first one， 他说 he says evil thought。
其他的都是什么
？What the others？
都是跟着这个 thought 出来的。
All the others came from the thought.
都是这个行为。
It's the behavior.
或许是言语。
Or the language.
或许是我们所做的事情。
Or what we do.
所以主耶稣在这里再一次的最后的告诉门徒，不是外面的事情，不是洗手不洗手，不是食物，乃是你自己心里面的恶念使你成为一个污秽的人。
So here's again Jesus told them it's not whether you wash hands, whether you eat the food, it is the evil thoughts that make you defiled.
所以主耶稣在这里很清楚地告诉人。
So clearly Jesus tells us,
什么叫做污秽的人？
What is a defiled man?
不是他外面是怎么样。
Doesn't matter what is outside.
主耶稣在这里告诉我们说，你口里面所出来的，就是说从你心里面的这个恶念，然后定你是一个污秽的人。
So what proceeds from your mouth that comes from your heart that condemn you as a defiled man?
弟兄姐妹，犹太人洗手的这个礼仪啊，现在已经不是，就是我们现在已经不用了。
So you know that this ceremonial law of washing hands is no longer being practiced.
但是主耶稣讲的这些原则可以应用在我们这个世代。
But the principles what Jesus is talking can continue to apply to this generation.
对某些人来讲，这个洁净的礼仪可能代表好行为。
So to some people, the
这个洁净的礼代表好的行为
may represent good behavior.
就是外面的哈。
That's the outward church.
或者是代表捐款给受灾的穷苦的人。
Or you make a contribution donation to disaster people suffer disasters.
或者每年你给慈善机构捐钱。
Or your contribution to the non-profit organizations.
那么对某些人来讲，意味着参加教会的活动。
For other people, maybe attend church activities.
教会的聚会。
Meetings of the church.
或者是说和基督徒常常在一起。
Or be spend time fellowship with Christians.
或许参加一些所谓的宗教仪式。
Or participate in religious activities.
如果你只是用这些，你只是以为只要有这些外面的宗教活动，我就有了。
If you think you only need this kind of outward religious activity, then you would have.
你会发现这些活动不能改变你的心。
You will realize none of this outward activity can change your heart.
我有时候听到一些人说，哎呀，我信了主了。
I hear people say, oh, I now believe in the Lord.
我问他，我说你为什么要信主呢？
Ask him, why do you want to believe in the Lord?
哦，他说因为我喜欢跟基督徒在一起。
Because I like to be with Christians.
因为基督徒都很好。
Because Christians are good.
所以可能会影响我。
So they may influence me.
让我也变成好一点。
So I can become better.
有的人说，哦，因为这个宗教气氛，这个气氛会改变我。
Or they think the atmosphere of religion will change me.
如果你只是这样子想的话，
If you only think this way,
你会发现这些事情不会改变你的心。
You will realize none of this is going to change your heart.
你需要的是你的罪得到赦免。
You need to have your sins be forgiven.
你需要的是你一个新造的心在你的里头。
You need to have a new heart in you.
只有神给你这个新的心，你才能够不继续的犯罪。
Only you have the new heart from God, you can stop.
你才能够听神的话。
Then you can listen to God's words.
你会变成一个新造的人。
You become a new creation.
单单靠仪式，单单靠活动，单单靠善行，是不能够改变你心里面的恶念。
You cannot change the evil thoughts of your heart simply by ceremonial behavior and good deeds.
神要的是你为你的罪忧伤。
God wants you to have a contrite heart over.
神要的是你为你自己的罪痛悔。
So you need to repent from.Because of your sins,
一个真正顺服神的人
，a person who truly submissive to God,
是他从心里面相信耶稣是基督。
He believes in his heart that Jesus is Christ.
他是神。
He is God.
他所说的每一句话都是对的。
Everything he said is true.
换句话讲，在圣经里面呢，每一句话都是对的。
In other words, every word in the Bible is true.
不管是对着你来的也好，
whether it's speaking to you,
或者是他讲他自己，
or he talk about himself,
都是对的。
They're all correct.
弟兄姐妹，
so brothers and sisters,
你说你已经信了主了，
you say that I am a believer.
你相信神的话吗？
Do you believe in God's words?
你相信主耶稣讲的每一句话都是对的吗？
You believe everything said by Jesus is true?
你相信圣经里面所说的每一句话都是对的吗？
Do you believe every single word in the Bible is true?
这些法利赛人，这些文士，他们自以为他们听对了。
Those Pharisees and the scribes, they believe they listened correctly.
他们自以为他们知道。
They believe they know.
但是他们不知道神的话。
But they do not understand God's words.
弟兄姐妹，我在这里我要鼓励你们。
So brothers and sisters, I want to encourage you.
每天要去读神的话。
Every day, read God's words.
而且要用心的去读。
And read with your heart.
时间长短那是另外一回事情。
It's another matter how long you will spend the time.
读完了之后，你要能够听，要能够明白。
after you read it, you'll be able to listen and to understand.
我感谢神，你们教会每一个礼拜是每一个礼拜都有啊，背圣经。
I thank God that your church every Sunday we print memory verse.
有没有记住啊
？Did you remember？
也许你们应该每下一个礼拜在抽问前面的哈。
Maybe next week you're going to select some and ask people.
每天要去读神的话。
Every day.Read God's word.
用心的去读神的话。
Carefully read with your heart.
用你的耳朵去听，心里面的耳朵去听哈。
You use the ear of your heart to listen.
然后要明白。
And then you need to understand.
最后你要跟神祷告。
And then you want to pray to God.
弟兄姐妹，当我们跟神祷告的时候，我们很多时候都是跟神讲说：“神啊，求你用你的话来帮助我。”
So we often in our prayers we say, God, may you use your words to help me.
所以好像我还是我啊。
As if I still me.
你只不过是我的 helper 啊。
You're just my helper.
我的帮助而已。
It's my helper.
不是的啊。
It's not.
我们从刚才这一段经文，我们知道主耶稣他不是哎，我来帮你啊。
So from this passage we know Jesus did not come to help us.
他要你听他的话。
He wants us to listen to his words.
所以弟兄姐妹，把你的祷告换一下。
So brothers and sisters, we should change our prayer.
你要怎么祷告呢
？How are we going to pray?
当你听了神的话。
When you listen to God's words,
当你明白神的话之后
when you understood God's words,
你跟神祷告你说神啊我愿意顺服你
Then you pray to God, you say, God, I'm willing to submit to you.
这祷告很简单
This is a very simple prayer.
不容易
It's not easy.
但是我相信这个祷告是神喜欢的
But I believe this will please God.
当你这样子祷告的时候
When you pray in such a way,
我告诉你，你就会经历到神的大能。
Then I believe, I tell you, you will experience the great power of God.
你就会经历到神的话真的是像圣经上所说的带有能力的。
Then you can really experience God's words like the Bible says has power.
弟兄姐妹
So brothers and sisters,
听神的话。
Listen to God's words.
明白神的话。
Understand God's words.
然后跟神说。
Then speak to God.
我愿意顺服你的话。
I'm willing to submit to your words.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
我们在天上的父神。
Our Heavenly Father.
爱我们的主耶稣基督
the Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们承认你是我们的主
We admit that you are our Lord.
你不但是我们的主你也是天地的主宰
Not only you are our Lord You are also the Lord of the heaven and earth
你是没有谎言的神
You are the God who never lies
主我们真的是愿意说主啊，我们愿意顺服你的话。
Oh Lord, we are so willing to say that we want to submit to your words.
我们祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray in the holy name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.